The following recording is from the previous cycle.
Today's daf is Bava Basra, daf Kuf Chaf Gimel, and we will begin two lines from the bottom of daf Kuf Chaf Beis Omid Beis. Tanu Rabbanu. The Pasuk says, Lo Seis Loi Pishnayim. A Bechor gets Pishnayim. Says the Gemara, Pishnayim Ke'echot. What that means is he gets double what any one of the other brothers are going to get. So for example, if a man dies and he leaves over two sons, so you take the Yerusha, you divide it into three. One brother gets one chelik, the other brother's going to get double, he's going to get two chalakim. So instead of dividing it equally into two parts, you actually divide it into three parts, so that the Bechor is going to end up getting pishnayim. His chelik is going to be a 2-to-1 ratio to what the younger brother is going to get. The question is, what happens if a man dies and he leaves over more than two sons? He leaves over five sons. So do you say that you give the Bechor double what each one of the boys are going to get? So instead of taking the Yerusha and dividing it into five so that each son is going to get 1/5, you divide it into six so that the four sons that are not a Bechor are each going to get one chelik. The Bechor is going to get the other two, so that his chelik will represent pishnayim of what each individual brother is going to get. Or do you say that the Bechor gets pishnayim of what all the brothers are going to get collectively? So if a man dies and he leaves over five sons, what you're going to do is you're going to divide the Yerusha into 12, so that the four brothers are going to each get a chelik. The Bechor now has to get pishnayim of what the four brothers got combined, so that he's going to get 8 chalakim. The brothers together are going to get 4 chalakim, which will represent a 2-to-1 ratio, not of what each brother got, but 2/3 of the entire Yerusha, 2-to-1 ratio of what the brothers are getting collectively. So the Braisa says, how do you view something like this? Maybe you're supposed to get pishnayim of all the nechasim. How do you know it's the first sad in the chakira? Maybe it's the second sad. Says the Gemara v'dinu. And the truth is, you can look at it in two ways. Chelka yamecha v'chelka yamchamisha. A bechor yarshins together with one brother. If a man dies, he leaves over two brothers. The bechor yarshins together with his brother. V'chelka yamchamisha. If a man dies and he leaves over five sons, he's going to yarshin together with all the brothers. Machelka yamecha pishnayim ke'echa. Just like if a man dies, he leaves over two sons. The bechor's pishnayim is going to represent double of what all the brothers are getting. It's just one other brother. He's going to get 2/3 of the entire estate. So maybe if somebody dies, he leaves over five sons, it works the same way. Or maybe look at it in the reverse. Just like if a person dies, he leaves over two sons, the Bechor is going to end up getting 2/3 of everything. Meaning, there's two ways you could look at it. And the truth is, in the classic case where a man dies, leaves over two sons, when the Bechor gets Pishnayim, it's number one, double of what the other brother's getting. It's also 2/3 of the entire Yerusha. So how do you translate that into a case where a man dies and he leaves over several sons? Says the Braisa, I have 4 Mekairis from Tanakh, how to paskin, how to resolve the Shaila. Talmud Lamer, number one, the Pasuk says in Parashas Kiseitze, V'hoyu b'yaman chiloi ezbonov, Esash yiloi lo yuchel avakris ben ahu v'al pnei asnua b'char. So this is in the context of the halacha of a b'char, and the Pasuk says, V'hoyu b'yaman chiloi ezbonov. And we learn from there a drasha. Ha-toyra ripsa nachlo eitzalachin. Shmam says that this whole Pasuk is a kroy yaseiru. Kulei kroy yaseiru hu. And the Pasuk is coming to tell me, V'hoyu b'yaman chiloi ezbonov, a ribuy in Nachlas Habonim, to tell me ha'ein olecha ladin kolashin achron ela kolashin rishon. So we're giving benefits to the Yerusha of the sons. Where does it manifest itself, this benefit? In a case where you could argue that the sons should get only 1/3 of the Yerusha, meaning the Bechor should get 2/3 of everything. Or maybe no, maybe the Bechor only gets Pishnayim of what each individual son is supposed to get. This is where we take this Pasuk and say, V'hoya b'yoy manchila yezbanov, we want the sons to get more. The sons will get more if the Bechor gets less, which would then mean, like the first tzad in the Chakira, that the son is only going to get double what each individual son is getting. He's not going to get double what all the sons are going to get collectively. But there's another pasuk, a pasuk in Divrei Hayomim Aleph, Perikei Pasuk Aleph. The pasuk over there says, B'nei Ruvein Bechor Yisrael, Ki Hu HaBechor. Ruvain was the Bechar. He was Yaakov Avinu's first oldest son. But after Ruvain did Daver with Bilhah, Nitna Bechiras Lebnei Yosef. Yaakov took the Bechar from Ruvain and he gave it to Yosef. Ben Yisrael, he didn't become the Bechar for everything. We'll see more later what that means. But he gave the Bechara over to Yosef. And that pasuk is another Mekar, the Gemara is going to explain it momentarily, that the Bechar doesn't get double what all the brothers are getting collectively, but rather he only gets double what each individual son is supposed to get. V'omer, and there's a third pasuk, that's also in Divrei HaYomim Aleph Perikei, not pasuk Aleph, but pasuk Beis. The very next pasuk there says, Ki Yehuda gavar be'echav ulanagid mimen. Yehuda was a Gibor, he was a nugget. The Bechor li Yosef. The Bechor belonged to Yosef. Never Bechor li Yosef. And here the Bryce explains it a little bit. It says Bechor by Yosef, never Bechor li Doris. Loi mishpat Bechor in Parshas Ki Seti. Ma Bechor amur li Yosef pishnayim keechod. Just like when Yosef got the Bechor, he got pishnayim. Af Bechor amur li Doris pishnayim keechod. So too, the Bechor li Doris is supposed to get pishnayim keechod. Again, the Gemara is going to explain momentarily what in the world the Bryce is talking about. Va'oyma, and there's a fourth pasuk. And this is in Parashas Vayechi. The pasuk says, Yaakov tells Yosef, I gave you an extra chelek over your brothers. This is a chelek that I took. How did I take it? I took it with my cherev. I took it with my keshes. That's how I walked off with this. And the Gemara interrupts for a moment. Is that the way Yaakov took this Shechem Echad Valik Farnemak, you lay Bekesh the Eftach, the Chabi Loy Taishieni. Yaakov Avinu wasn't a warrior. Esav was the warrior. Yaakov is an Ishtam Yoshev Aholim. Ela, Charbi's with Tfilah, Charbi's referring to Tfilah. Kashti, Zubakasha. Either way, the Gemara brings four psukim to tell me this halacha, that the Bechor's Pishnayim, when there are multiple sons, is not double what all the brothers are getting combined, but it's pishnayim, it's double what each individual brother is getting. The first makar was pretty straightforward. The Torah is being marba schuse yerusha to the sons, which means the Torah is being mema'it the schuse yerusha of the Bechor. So the Bechor, we have a shayla. Should he get more? Should he get double everyone? Or should he get less? He should only get double what each individual brother is getting. We say, HaTorah rips a nachla etzel achim. The Torah was memait a nachla etzel habachar. To tell me he only gets double what each individual son is getting. So that's pretty straightforward. It says the Gemara, my voimer. If so, why do you need a second pasuk? So the Gemara says, I'll tell you why. Because the Gemara had said in yesterday's daf that we have something else to do with this. Jerusha, we can use this to teach me Rabbi Yechim and Breikha's Allah. Rabbi Yechim and Breikha said that if a father writes a tzava and he says, I don't want to give the Bechor Pishnayim, I want all my sons to be equal, he's allowed to do that. And it's learned out from Bahoya Biyoy Manchilo Yezbonov, Hatoy Ripsa Nachle Yitzalachim. So we have something else to do with this pasuk. It's not a Kroy Yisera. The Rashban said this whole drush is predicated on Kule Kroy Yiserahu, on having an extra pasuk. In Rabbi Yechonim ben Breika's world, this pasuk is very pertinent. I need it to teach me a very important halacha. It's a garnished miyuta. So that's why Tashma, the Breisa brought another pasuk, just to cross its T's and dot its I's, to tell me, even if you hold like Rabbi Yechonim ben Breika, I still have a makar from Divrei HaYomim. What does it say there? Ubnei Ruvein Bechor Yisrael. You see from the fact that the Bechora was given to Yosef, it was taken from Reuven, given to Yosef. So now Yosef is already the Bechor, and you see that when Yosef gets Pishnayim via his Chus Bechor that he has, he doesn't get Pishnayim compared to what everybody else gets. He only gets Pishnayim connected each brother. So that's already give away the punchline to the Gemara, because already at this point, what do you see it in Yosef? So what the Gemara is going to say at the end, you know what you see from Yosef? Because Yaakov told Yosef, Ephraim and Manasseh, Keruvein v'Shimon Yuli. The Pishnayim that Yosef got was that his two sons, Ephraim and Manasseh, became two, not one. So every one of Yaakov's sons got one chelek in Eretz Yisrael, except for Yosef. Yosef got two chalakim, because his son, each one got his own chelek. There was Ephraim and Manasseh, they were literally Keruvein and Shimon. Now, did they get double what all the Shvatim got together? No, they just got another chelek. So you see, says the Gemara, that's how Pishnayim works. You're going to tell me, so what's wrong with this Makar? This is definitely a good Makar. Here you don't have any Rabbi Yochanan and the Breikas. Learn it out from Yosef HaTzadik, from the fact that Ephraim and Manasseh got Pishnayim, and their Pishnayim wasn't Pishnayim connected everything collectively. So shouldn't this be a raya? But the Gemara said, I have an issue. And this is a very difficult question to understand. by the parasha of the Bechayrim, parasha's Kiseitze, it says Bechayra, loy mishpat ha-Bechayra. And over here in this pasuk, it says, nitna Bechayrasai. So maybe you can't learn Bechayra from Bechayrasai. Pasha, you're not learning Gezerah Shava. You're not learning Bechayra from Bechayrasai. It's the concept. You see that Yosef becomes the Bechar, he gets Pishnayim. That's Pshadim, Ephraim, and Manasseh, Keruvim, Vishim, and Yuli. But either way, Tashma says, the Gemara, I have an Eitzah for that anyways, because that's the very next Pasuk. That's the third Makar the Gemara brought. V'abechayra liYosef. You know what you see in the third Makar that you didn't see in the second Makar? The word Bechayra. It's in the same context. It's talking about Yosef, Pishnayim, Ephraim, and Manasseh, Keruvim, Vishim, and Yuli. So why do you need a fourth Pasuk? V'chi, Tema Yosef, Gufim, Mimayde, Pishnayim, Ke'echadav. How do you know Yosef got Pishnayim? Tashma, Vanina, Sato, Lecho, Shechem, Echad, Alochecha. That's why the Gemara brought that fourth Pasuk. The Shechem, Echad, that's the Keruvim, Vishim, and Yuli, which is the beer, really, in the second. So really, there's two makaris. That's, I think, the way you walk away from the maskanos ha-gemara. Number one, but that makar in and of itself doesn't necessarily work, because according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Breiko, you don't have an extra pasuk. And the Rashbam says the whole makar is predicated on the pasuk being extra. The second makar is Yosef HaTzadik. Yaakov took the Bechayr from Reuven, he gave it to Yosef. Yosef ends up getting a Shechem Echad Alochecho. He gets an extra chelek. What's his extra chelek? Ephraim and Manasseh, Keruven v'Shimon, Yili. His Pishnayim is not Pishnayim, Keneged Kol Ha'achim. It's just an extra chelek in Eretz Yisrael. Thus, that's how you know the Deiris, the Bechayr is always supposed to get Pishnayim. But the Gemara is not finished. Oh, Ma'alei Rabba Palabayo, Ema Dikla Ba'alma. How do you know that the Shechem Echad that Yosef got was in fact an extra chelik? Ephraim and Manasseh, Keruvim, Vishim, and Yuli. This is what the Gemara mentions in Mefurish. This is what we just said, says the Gemara. So we just had this Yusoid comes into the hardcore sugyas in Perikei Shnoichlin, a nice chakira, how to understand the Pishnayim that the Bechara is supposed to get. Ultimately, the Gemara had two Mekaris, a Pasuk in Parshas Kiseitze, or perhaps we learn it out from Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef becomes the Bechar. He gets it from Reuven. So the Gemara is going to digress now. We're going to have a blot of Agadat Gemara, which is going to begin discussing the context of Yaakov Avinu taking the Bechara from Reuven and giving it to Yosef. Why did Yaakov Avinu take the Bechara away from Reuven and give it to Yosef? It's a pasuk. We just read the pasuk in Divrei Hayomim. The pasuk says, "Ubnei Reuven Bechar Yisrael." He was the Bechar. But when he was Mechalel Yitzuye Yaviv, nitna Bechar Yosef Ibn Yosef. Meaning, it's related to the story of Yaakov and Bilhah. Ella says the Gemara, you're right, that can't be the Gemara's kasha. Ella, ma rosh and nitna Yosef. What Rab Chelbe wanted to know from Rab Shmuel Bar Nachmeni was, why Yosef? Why didn't he give it to Shimon? Why not Levi? Why not Yehuda? Why did he choose Yosef? So he told him back, I'll explain it to you with a mashal. It was about Abayas, who, out of the goodness of his heart, raised the Yosef in his house. And he provided for him, he got him on his two feet, and he gave him his life. Liyamim, years later, Hesha Isa Yosef, this was a rags to riches story. This Yosef became a Gvir, for Omar, and he said, I want to go back to that Balabayas that helped me. Ahaneu Balabayas Minichsi. I want to give him something back. I want to have a Karas HaToyv. Says the Rashbam, what's the Nimshal? The Nimshal is Yaakov Avinu came to Mitzrayim. He came during a Rav. He needed somebody to take care of him. Vayichalkel Yosef. Yosef was the one who was Michalkel, his father, Yaakov. So Yosef is the Balabas. Yaakov is the Yosem, so to speak. Now that Yaakov has an opportunity to give something back to Yosef, what does he have? He has the Bechayra. He just took it away from Reuven because of the Maisu Abila. He has to pick someone to give it to. He's going to have a Karas HaToyv. He's going to give it to that Balabayas. Amalei. So Bechelboi told Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, V'ilav dechot Reuven, le'mahani le'yosef le'midam. It sounds like the only reason Yaakov gives something back to Yosef is because something fell into his lap. He just got the Bechayra. He confiscated the Bechayr, he needs to do something with it. So he's going to go now, and he's going to give it to Yosef. But if he didn't have the Bechayr, he wouldn't have given anything to Yosef. It can't be. If Yaakov felt this obligation, this debt of Akaras HaTayv, there's no question in the world he was going to satisfy that debt, whether he had the Bechayr or not. Which means to say, says Reb Chelboi, it's not muchach, but it sounds like he probably had some other way of satisfying this debt. Meaning giving him the Bechayr had nothing to do with this. He says, the Gemara, Elo. So he told him, Rabbi Yonis and Rabbach loy kach amro. So Rabbi Chelboi told Rabbi Shulman Achmeni, I'm going to tell you what I heard from your own Rebbe. Dein Rebbe, Rabbi Yonis, had gezogt an ander Rebshat. He said, Amar ruya, heise Bechayr, lasis meirach. Really? Rachel's oldest son was always supposed to be the Bechor. Tichsiv, as the Pasuk says, Ela told his Yaakov, Yosef. Yosef should have been the oldest son. El Shekod Mesoleh Berachman. But Leah davened HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and she ganved the Bechorah somehow. She ended up being the first one to have children with Yaakov. As a result, her oldest son, Reuven, ended up being the Bechor. So now that there was an opportunity to take the Bechorah away from Leah, away from Reuven, and give it to someone. Who did we give it to? We went back to Rachel. And it was because of the tznius of Rachel that Echzira HaKadosh Baruch Hu lo, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it back to Rachel. So the reason the Bechera goes from Reuven to Yosef has nothing to do with Reuven, and has nothing to do with Yosef. It's playing itself out in their mothers. It's playing itself out a generation earlier. It was supposed to belong to Rachel. Hashem took it from Rachel, gave it to Leah. And then, when it was taken away from Leah, it goes back to Rachel. Says the Gemara, "My kodmas Leah berachman." What's this tefillah that Leah daven? Because of that, she ends up getting the bechira when really it was supposed to belong to Rachel. And then Rachel has tznius, and that's why it's going to go back. So the Gemara wants to clarify the story. So these are all Gemaras we're very familiar with. The ene Leah rakus, my rakus. What does it mean, ene Leah rakus? If you read the pasuk literally, the pasuk describes Rachel as being beautiful. And Ene Leah, her eyes were rakus, not so beautiful. Says the Gemara, Ilemi rakus mamish. Are you supposed to understand this pasuk literally? Efsha, could it be that Begnus behemoth mele di barakasim? Torah doesn't talk disrespectfully about a behemoth, even a behemoth mele. The chsiv min a behemoth hatoiro, umin a behemoth asher einen toiro. Doesn't say vesa behemoth mele, as a behemoth asher einen. The Torah is very refined in the way it speaks. So, is it possible Begnus sadikim di barakasim? Torah would talk this way about a tzaddik? Elo amar abalos she mata noisea ruchois. You're not supposed to read it rakois, but the way you're supposed to read it is arukois. What does arukois mean? Her gifts that she got were arukois. She got for generations. Rachel got gifts, and Leah got gifts. The Marsha explains this based on a medrash. The Marsha says that Yosef was a melech, but Yosef was a melech for a very short period of time. The Mishkan was once upon a time Bechelko Shel Yosef. Where was it? It was in Shiloh, but it was only there for a short period of time. Yosef had a descendant, meaning Rachel had a descendant, Shaul, who was Melech. He was also Melech for a very short period of time. So her matanois were ktsarois. She got it for a short period of time. Yosef's Malchus, Shaul's Malchus, Mishkan, Shiloh, whereas Leah got the Malchus Yehuda, had it Aruchais, had it Luderi Dairais. He had Malchus based of it. The Beis HaMikdash is in Huzchelek. The Beis HaMikdash is Bechelkei Shal Yehuda. So the matanois that Leah got were ktsarois, that Rachel got were ktsarois, the matanois that Leah got were aruchos, and that's ve'ene Leah rakos, she matanois se aruchos. Rabba Merav says, lo'ilam rakos mamish. No, it means literally. Why is the Torah saying that? Why would the Torah go out of its way to say that Leah wasn't as good looking as Rachel? Elo, shvach ulo, it was really a shvach. She'isa shemas, aprosha shachos. You used to hear people talking, b'nei adam, show you, I'm a shnei bonim, yeshali Rivka. Rivka has two sons, shnei bonis, yeshali Lovan, and Lovan has two sons. It makes sense that Rivka's oldest son, Esav, is going to marry Lavan's oldest daughter, Leah, and the younger son, Yaakov, is going to end up marrying Rachel. The Masha adds to this Gemara that you find that was the minig in Avram Avinu's family. They used to marry within the family. So if they married within the family, it actually made a lot of sense that this is the way the Shaduchim were going to go down. And Shashi, Leah, would go to the Prashat Jachim, Mashallah, and she would ask people that knew Esav, knew Yaakov, Godol Ma'amaisa, who is he? Who is this Godol that people keep on saying, I'm going to marry one day? And they would say, Ish Rahu Malastim Briyos. Kata Ma'amaisa, what about the younger child? Ish Tam Yosheva Halam. And she would cry at Chanel Sharisa Enel until her eyes, her eyelashes fell out. That's Pshan in the Pasik by Yara Shem Kisnu Olea. Maisno Ile, Misno Mamish. Same question. She's hated. Terry's going out of its way to say that Leah somehow wasn't as balipt to Yaakov Avinu as Rachel was. Ela Rachel, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Shasnu and Maisa Esbe Fanel. Kadosh Baruch Hu saw, not Kisnu Olea, that Leah hated the Maisim of Esav. Vayiftach es Rachamah. It was that schus that she was like, so what's this rachamim that Leah had? Leah's tefilos, her bechios, that she cried, that she doesn't want to have anything to do with Esav. That's why she was like, son does naim l'toiro. The Lutzkerov, he says that we know that Leah's first son, Vatikra Shmoy Reuven, why'd you call him Reuven? Say Chazal, Ru'u ma ben beni le ben chami. Ben Chamis Bechor was Esav. Look at my Bechor. My Bechor Reuven. And at first glance, it seems, again, very not refined. Why would the Torah talk that way? Leah stalking her in-laws, saying, ah, your Bechor, Yitzchak, Rivka, so is Esav. Look at my Bechor is Reuven. Says the Lutzkerov, no. Leah was giving Shvach Vaidot HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Leah was saying, I was supposed to marry Esav. So could you imagine what my oldest son would have looked like if my husband was Esav? He would have taken after his father, and who knows what he would have been. But because of my tefillas, I ended up marrying Yaakov, and instead, I have a son, Reuven. That's the Ruma Ben Benila Ben Chamis. She was comparing herself to Esav. Look at what my son could have been had I ended up marrying Esav, and instead, look at what it is. What was Rachel sneers that she ended up getting the Malchus for the Chesiva Yagid Yaakov LeRachel Ki'achi Aviyahu. Yaakov told Rachel that I am your father's brother. V'chi ben Rivkahu. V'chi ben Gemara V'li ben Achis Aviyahu. Yaakov wasn't Lavan's father. Yaakov was Lavan's sister, Rivka's son. Elo Amalo Mitzvah. She said, Rachel told Yaakov, marry me. Amrale, she said, I'd love to. Miu Abramahu. My father's a rabbi, Rachel said. V'lo Yaakov said, there's no way you're going to, it's not possible. He's going to give you Leah, he's not going to give you me. Amalei says, my Ramah Usa. Amalei said, Isliach Kasidu Kshishim. I have a sister that's older. No way she's letting me marry you, get married before her. Amalei said, Ocham Nibram Yusa. Not I'm your father's brother, but I can play the same game he can play. Is it Tzadik allowed to do that? In Novert, Hitabah, the Pasuk says, then Ikesh Tetapel. You're supposed to play the cards that you're dealt. So if you're dealing with a Glacha mensch, Gruda mensch, then that's the way you deal. But if you're dealing with someone that's crooked and ikesh, like Lavan, Titapa Masala Simonim, so he gave her Simonim, Kikamai Lalaleya, when he married Leah, Sava Hashka Michsavach, Soi, Rachel said, here, Yaakov knows that there's a simon that we're supposed to have between the two of us, a wink wink, to make sure that it's Rachel under the chuppah, it's not Leah. Leah doesn't know the simon. She's going to end up being horribly embarrassed. Can you imagine what may go on at the chasana? Mesartinu nehala. She gave Leah the simonim. V'ayinu d'chsev, that's what's in the pasuk that says, v'ayi baboyke v'hinehi Leah. Yaakov wakes up in the morning and he sees Leah. Mechal dat hashto lav Leah, you told now not. Elim, he takes simonim, shasal Yaakov l'rachel, because of the simonim that Yaakov gave Rachel, l'masusol l'leah, l'yave yodala adahishayte. He didn't know until that very moment that she was Leah. Of course, we all know that this story, this of Rachel giving over the Simonim to Leah was the Rachel Nevaka al-Bonea when the Yidden were Zoicha to the ultimate Geula. Rashi brings it in Parashas Vayechi by the Va'ani. Rashi says, V'yadati sheyesh b'libcha alai. That Yaakov tells Yosef, because I know you have tainas on me. Avodalucha yishenosh al-pi adiba kifarati yasham. That the reason I buried Rachel Aladerech, and not Amar Samach Pelo, which I know you have tainus for. I did it al pi adibo. Shetei lazor lebonah, because one day she's going to have to help her sons. Kishtei yigol oisem nizradon, v'alvanet nizradon arusha. That ostrab in the evening, I remember something. But yoivim derech shav. They're going to be passing by. Yotzis Rachel al kivra. Rachel's going to go out and she's going to cry. Umevakesh esalei rachim, and shenema kol beroma nishma. V'akadosh Baruch Hu meshiv, V'akadosh Baruch Hu's going to answer. Yeish socher lefulaseich num Hashem, v'shavu bonim legvula. This is, of course, brought down in Medrash Rabbah, but it's more Ba'arichos than Eicha Rabbah. And Eicha Rabbah describes how Yirmiyo HaNavi, at the time of the Churban, went to the Avos HaKadosh, went to Moshe Rabbeinu, he was davening, he was crying, he was pleading, and nobody was able to be poyel that the Yidden would one day be zoicha to leave Bavel and go back to Eretz Yisrael, until Rachel. Kol Baroma Nishma, Rachel Mevaka Al-Banel. What did she turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say? She told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have tainas on the Yidden, because they worshipped Avodah Zarah. Because Avodah Zarah is like the tzara, it's like the other wife, and you have kinna, you're jealous. Do you know what I did for my tzara, for my sister? I gave her the simonim. V'loy kinesi lo. I wasn't jealous. I faginned her. I let her have child after child after child. When I sat there on the side, not having children, watching my sister have all this nachas, and I didn't have this nachas. V'loy kinesi lo. How in the world could you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, be less oisgarbet than me? I could let it happen. I was able to forgive. I was able to fagin, and you can't fagin Klal Yisrael. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said. Yesh socha lefulaseich num Hashem, v'shalom banam legvula. This whole Amid Gemara is a pulpit rabbi's dream. But I'll tell you one thing I saw, Rav Moshe Scheinemann in the Sefer Oyel Moshe. He says that one message, one additional lesson that you can learn from this whole story, is at the time when Yaakov Avinu found out, and the next morning, he couldn't have been happy. Here he worked 7 years for Rachel, and he finds out that it's late. Now he's going to have to work another 7 years. Yaakov had a bad day, presumably. He couldn't have been sefridin with the way things played themselves out. And at the time, it seemed like a makkah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem was doing something bad. But did he know that that uvda that happened would one day be the cause that his einaklach would be zoicha to go back to Eretz Yisrael? Hashem knew that Yaakov Avinu needed a schus. He needed to have something in his keshena, a card that one day his family would be able to pull out. Rachel mevakeh al banel. So if Lavan doesn't fool Yaakov, then you don't have Rachel mevakeh al banel, and you don't have a Kadosh Baruch Hu meshiva yesh socher lefulasech num Hashem v'shavu banam legvulo. So things happen to people sometime, and at the time it could seem like the most horrible thing in the world. The most horrible thing in the world. But here, you see that you never know how it's going to play out. And something that seemed so terrible to Yaakov Avinu, at the end of the day, was the trigger. It was the cause. It was the card that Klal Yisrael had that one day would merit the Geula. But before we go weiter, just one ha'ara. And that is, we have a Gemara. Boy minei Rab Chil, boy minei Rab Shmuel bar Nachmeni. Maro Yaakov, shenoto b'chayr miruvayim v'nitnu liyayis. And it comes into the sugis of Yesh Neuchlin. Ruvayim was the b'chayr. Ruvayim b'chayr yata. Ruvayim was the b'chayr. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes, or Yaakov goes, he takes the b'chayr away from Ruvayim, and instead of giving it to Leah's older son, he gives it to Rachel's older son. He instead gives it to Yosef. Why did this happen? So the Gemara says it's a pasuk. It's a pasuk in Devarei Yavam. And the truth is, it's also a pasuk in Parashas Vayechi. The pasuk says, Ruvein, b'chay riyata, du b'smayim b'char, koichi v'reishas oini, yeser se'es v'yeser ois, says Rashi, roi ho'isolias, yeser alachecha b'kohuna, v'yeser ois, you should have been yeser alachicha b'malchus, b'pachas kemayim al teisa, because you acted in haste. You're not going to have these milas. So what in the world is this referring to? It's referring to a pasuk in Parashas Vayishlach. The pasuk says, right after Rachel died, Vatomas Rachel, Vatikover Sham Bederech Afrosa, he beis Lachem. Three psukim later, Vayhi Bishkoin Yisrael Ba'aretzahi, Vayelech Ruven, Ruven went, Vayishkav as Bila Pilegesh Aviv, Vayishma Yisrael. Yaakov heard. And then the pasuk concludes, "Vayiu bnei Yaakov shnei masa." Now, if you read this pasuk literally, it sounds like Ruvain did a horrible avera. He was nichshel in Gilei Arayas. He was nichshel in the pelegesh of his father Yaakov. It says Rashi, based on a Gemara Masechta Shabbos, that's not really what happened. What Ruvain really did was he took the Yaakov's bed, which was in Bila's tent, and he moved it to his mother's Leah's tent. And Reuven made the following cheshbon. He said, Yaakov's ikur kvius was always by Rachel. And he understood it. Rachel was the ahuva. It made sense to him. But he felt that after Rachel died, where should his bed now go? Go to Leah. What did Yaakov do? He put it by Bila. And that Reuven was offended by. He felt Yaakov's number two is going to be Bila. The number two should definitely be Leah. So Reuven goes, he takes Yitzuye Yavid, takes his father's bed, he moves it from the tent of Rachel, Bila, into the tent of Leah. And that was a problem. It was a problem, and Nechshav, it's considered as if he was literally by Leah, and that was the Avera. And says Rashi, a raya that's Pshan in the Pasuk, and this Pasuk shouldn't be taken literally, is Vayiu b'nei Yaakov shnei masa. What does it mean to say? It means to say that all the sons of Yaakov were equal. They were all Chashav. They were all chashev, meaning that Reuven did not do the avera that at first glance the pasuk seems to be saying he did. But either way, when the pasuk says ubnei Reuven bechor Yisrael kiuah bechor ubechal leyitzuya yavet, when the pasuk says in Parashas Vayechi pachas kamayim al toisar ki olisa al mishkevei avicha oschi lalti yitzuya yolo, what it's referring to is this pasuk over here in Parashas Vayishlach. It's Bereshis lamed hey pasuk chav beis, where the pasuk says vayelech Reuven vayishkav as Bila pilegash aviv. Literally, it sounds like vayishkav as Bila pilegash aviv. However, Rashi brings the Gemara Masechta Shabbos that kol oimer Reuven chato eni alatoya. What it really means is he moved the bed from the tent of Bila into the tent of Leah, and it was nechshav as if it was vayishkav as Bila pilegash aviv. There's a famous tshuva from the Ramah. It's in Shailos Tshuvos Ramah, Tshuva Yud Aleph, where the Ramah over there issued a tremendous chiddush. He wanted to be Meitzi Laz on somebody to make shalom. So there was an issue with the machlokes going on in his town, presumably in Krakow, and the Ramah had an eitzah, had to make the shalom go away. But in order to do this, he would have to be Meitzi Shemra. And the Ramah paskin that you're allowed to be Meitzi Shemra, kidei to bring shalom. And he based the psak on a Rambam in Hilchos Saita. The Rambam over there is discussing, it's really Gemara Masech the Saita. The Gemara says that before when the Saita would come, step before the Bezdin to drink the Mei Saita, they would try to scare it. They tried getting her not to drink the Mei Saita. Why didn't they want to drink the Mei Saita? Because the parish of Saita involved Mechikas Hashem. They wanted to avoid Mechikas Hashem if possible. So they would tell her, he says, you know, I understand, woman, you're afraid to be moida, you're embarrassed. It's very embarrassing. It's embarrassing to say that you are mezana. But you should know that you're not the first person to be mezana. There were very, very chashuv people that were mezana. Yehuda v'tamar, Amnon v'achosai, and Reuven. Reuven also was mezana. So you see that there were chashuv people that were mezana. Freak the Ramah, Reuven, what's mezana? What's going on? It's a Gemara Masech the Shabbos. Kolayim, Reuven chote, and even though there's a man domer over there, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Shua, they're both told that you have to understand the Pesukim literally. But we don't pass in that way. That's not what Rashi brings in Chumash. We pass in Kolayim, Reuven chote, and Elatay. So you have an agenda. You're trying to get this woman to be Moidala Emes. Why? Because you don't want Mechikas Hashem. So what do? You go ahead and you tell this woman, you bring out a chumash, and you say, the pasuk says, Vayishkav Reuven as Bila. It's not what happened. How in the world do you have a right to distort Pashup Shana in the pasuk? Says Ramah, Vaisichos, from this Rambam. You know what you see? You see that we have a right to be Moitzi Shemra, to prevent Mechikas Hashem. And being that what we're trying to do is prevent Mechikas Hashem, we'll say to this woman, because we feel it'll motivate her, it'll inspire her, that when the pasuk says Vayelech Ruve, Vayishka Vespilip Lagajaviv, you know what it means? It means literally, even though it's not literal, because we're willing to be Moitzi Shemra on Ruve to somehow prevent this woman from going ahead and creating a situation where there's going to be a Mechikas Hashem. Zok de Ramah, Valoy Dvarim Kalvachaymer. We know that we were Mechik Teshem Shemayim for the Saita. Why were we Mechik Teshem Shemayim for the Saita? Zok de Gemara, Lehevi Sholem Benish Lishtoi. The Gemara says that Sholem is more Chasher than Mechikas Hashem. So he said, let's make it back of the envelope, Kalvachaymer. Madach Mechikas Hashem, which is less Chamor than Sholem. It's Nitchem Ipnei HaSholem. It in itself is doicha moitzi shemra. So shalom, which is more than mechikas Hashem, certainly shalom should be nitche, should be doicha moitzi shemra. So it's based on this cheshbon. He went ahead and he passed the emek bracha. Talmud of the brisker Rav. The emek bracha brings this Ramah, and from a brisker perspective, this is a very hard psak. In fact, the Ramah himself, when he starts with his tshuva, he says ksav hitznatzlus. I'm writing it as he was fanfaring himself. So clearly, there was a lot of feedback, negative feedback that the Ramah got because of this tshuva that he issued. So this is all his snatzels. He's simply for inferring a controversial psak. But says the Emek Bracha, he says, number one, you can't make this cheshbon, because with this cheshbon, I'll tell you that every single voice I say in the Torah should be nitcha b'pnei ha-shalom. And it can't be. The Gemara says that you'll add a lie maybe b'pnei ha-shalom, or at the very least, you could be mashana the emes b'pnei ha-shalom. But that you're allowed to go ahead and be over all Tariq mitzvahs. We have a good cheshbon that Madach Shalom is doich mechikas Hashem, and mechikas Hashem is doich moitzi shemra. Shalom is also doich. Wait, you're going to start making these kalvachaymers and these things? He says, there's no way in the world that you have the right to do that. He says, but besides, I have a much more fundamental issue. What was the Ramah's raya? The Ramah's raya was from the fact that Bezdin would be moitzi shemra on Ruvein. The pasuk says, "Vayishkev Reuven as Bila Pelegashavet." It's not what it really means, because Kalayim Reuven Chata in the Alatayah will say over the Maitzer Reuven Kipshatay, even though we're being Maitzer Shemran Reuven, Bnei Hashalom, we're Bnei Bechikas Hashem. So you see, Bechikas Hashem is Doicha Maitzer Shemra. That's why Kalvachaim Hashalom is definitely going to be Doicha Maitzer Shemra. But Freik the Emek Brach, is that really Maitzer Shemra? He says, "It's Gemara Masechta Brach Daf Yud Tes." Kol Amesaper Achar Ames. If somebody speaks about a Ames, Kilo Mesaper Achar Even. Why? Because he has no feelings. There's no ben adam lechaveray when it comes to a mace. There's ben adam l'makim chishbainis maybe, but there's no ben adam lechaveray. Now, Talmud Chacham, there's the Indian of Kavarat Torah, he says, but when it comes to a mace, it's k'mesaper achar evan. So how can he base this kavachaymer from Reuven? Reuven's doch a mace. In his mace, in Ramah's mace, there was a living organism, a live person, that Ramah was allowing us to be moitzi shemra mipnei hashalom. As I frame this, I saw in the Megadim Chadashim, he says, a dover nifla adam Ubehektim a davar nifla adam ma'od from the chida. That is, the chida brings in his sefer Pnei David. It's in the Torah Sachida, the Torah, if you want to see it. Parshas Vayishlach, page Resh Tzadik. He says as follows: Shamati mirav godol Ashkenazi zal, mishem haramo shapirish. The Rambam was once darshining a Beis Medrash, and he said that the pasuk says Vayishkav Reuven as Bila Pelegah Shavit, which literally sounds like Reuven did a terrible avera. But Chazal say Kolaimer Reuven Chata in Elatayah, and the Rambam was darshining the Rabbi. He said, but how do you read the pasuk? It's not what the pasuk seems to say. It's a pasuk of Parshas Vayishlach. How do you reconcile Chazal's Messiah, what the pasuk said? So he says, I'm going to tell you, the Ramah said, how are you supposed to read the pasuk? Vayibishkoin Yisrael ba'aretz ahi vayelech Reuven. Reuven went. Where did Reuven go? He went to the tent of Bila. The reason he went to the tent of Bila is because he was going to take the bed and he was going to remove it. But at that time that Reuven went to Bila's tent, Yaakov was there. And Yaakov was about to be Meshamesh Mitasai together with Bila. And that's what the pasuk says. Vayishkav at that very moment as Bila Pilegesh. At that moment, there was a shechiva in Pilegesh. Who was the Vayishkat? Ovav. Yaakov. Vayishma Yisrael. And Yisrael, Yaakov, heard Reuven walking in. And the halacha is that if somebody hears, you're not allowed to be Meshamesh Mitoscha. Vayu b'nei Yaakov shemos. They were all shava, because this is what the pasuk means. The pasuk does not mean Vayishkav Reuven as Bila Pilegesh. It doesn't say that. It says Vayelech Reuven, comma, Vayishkav as Bila Pilegesh. Who's the Vayishkav? It's not Reuven. It's Aviv. Aviv is the one that was Vayishkav. Vayishma Yisrael. Says Ramah, it's not so threatening. You have to know where to put the commas in the psukim. If you read it, Vayelech Reuven, Vayishkav is Bila Pilegesh, Aviv. Yeah, it sounds like Reuven did Avera. But that's not. It's Vayelech Reuven, period. Vayishkav is Bila Pilegesh. Who? Aviv? Vayishma Yisrael. And the Chidah says that he heard that Ramah said afterwards that night, Reuven ben Yaakov came to the Ramah in a cholam, and hichzik loy toiva shahafach b'susai ad kan dvarav. As I bring to Chidon a sefer Pnei David, that shamati mirav gadol Ashkenazi zal, that there was a Messiah, that the Ramah got up in Beis Medrash to be melamed zchus, to say that the pasuk of Parshas Vayishlach shouldn't threaten the pshat of Chazal. You can reconcile the pasuk of pshat and the pasuk with the idea of kolayim Reuven chata inei alatoya. And the Ramah, Reuven had such a chorus atoyv to the Ramah that he was neskalo loy bechaloyim vehechsik loy toyva. But the Megadim Chadashim gizok yevavik. The Ramah made a cheshbon in a tshuva. What was Ramah's cheshbon that he made in a tshuva? He said that if we could be moitzi shemra on Reuven, there's no reason I can't go ahead and be moitzi shemra on somebody in Krakow. Frank Emek Bracha, how could you make such a cheshbon? Reuven is doch ke'evan. Reuven has no feelings. Reuven has no benodim lechaveroi. That's not called moitzi shemra. You're going to bring me a riot from a yid in Krakow? Hotei gezochtu was Ramah l'shitosoi. The Ramah had inside information. The Ramah knew how much it bothered Reuven, because Reuven was neskaloi b'chaloim. He told them that it bothers me so gefelach, and still the halach is that we're allowed to go ahead and every single site that we can be Moitzi Shemra on Reuven. So the Ramah himself, because of what was Neskala Loi B'chaloim, he went ahead and he issued this psak Tvarim Niflam. This is an old school classic Pilpul Digi Cheshman. I'll just tell you one thing that I saw in the Chumash Agra, that they bring, that the Vilna Goyen once said the same exact pshat. Listen to this, Dovi. That the Vilna Goyen once said the same exact pshat. He said, how do you read the pasuk? The way you read the pasuk is Vayelech Reuven, period. Vayishkav es Bila Pilegesh. Who? Aviv Vayishma Yisrael. So somebody got up, the Shalu Oysel LaHagra. Somebody got up and he asked the Vilna Goyen. He said, you know, in the pasuk you could put commas, but read the Targum. That's not what the Targum says. The Targum says Va'azal Reuven is Ushchiv in Bila Lechenasa De Avui, the Pelegesh of his father. Meaning, in the pasuk it doesn't say Pelegesh De Aviv. It says Pelegesh Aviv. So you could read it, Vayishkav es Bila Pelegesh. Who? Aviv. But if it would say in the pasuk, Vayishkav es Bila Pelegesh De Aviv. So it's not Aviv that's the Vayishkav. It's Pelegesh De Aviv. There'd be no other way to read it, which is exactly what the Targum says. Va'azal Reuven im shchiv im Bila L'cheinasa Davui. So the Goyen told him, Al Atar. He said, that's Pshan. The Gemara Masechtet Megillah Daf Chaf Hayomer Aleph. Maise Reuven Nikra V'loi Metargin. The Gemara says that there were a few parshas in the Torah that you weren't allowed to be Metargin. And one of them is this Pasuk. You know why you can't be Metargin this Pasuk? Zok Tivil Megoyen. For that reason. Because you know what the Targum says? L'cheinasa De Avui. And it's wrong. It's not L'cheinasa De Avui. What it really is, it's Chenoso Avui. Because the way you read it is Vayelech Reuven Vayishkav es Bila Pilegesh. Who? Aviv. Bo yimine Abba Khalifa Keruya Mirabchia Barabo. Bichlolom Atom Moitzei Shiv. If you count If you look at the pasuk says that when Yaakov went down to Mitzrayim, how many people went down with him? 70. Befratim. But if you count them, you're going to have 70 minus 1. It's only 16. Amalei, he told him, two mahisim Dina. When Dina was born, she was born together with a twin, but that's zvilling. As the pasuk says, the ace Dina bitoy, the ace is l'rabois, that they were to umim. Fake the Gemara of El Meyata, two mahisim Binyamin. You should say that they were to umim with Binyamin as well. Binyamin maybe was also born with a twin. The pasuk says, Veis Binyamin Achim anyway. By the way, we do all the small taisus, and if you look at taisus on Tav Kuf Chav Gimel Amin Aleph, Uba'alma Amrina to umahisim kol ha-shvatim. My Rashi brings it in parches Vayeshev, that all the shvatim were born with tumim. But either way, yeah, that's the Gemara's kasha. So if you're darshin in the ace for Dino, and that's the 70th person, then Binyamin also has the ace, so it should be then 71. That's not what it is. Amar, so he told him, Margolis Toiv HaHisa B'yodi V'atim Mavakash Avdi B'meni. I know Pshat, but it was the Margolis Toiv. I was so happy that I didn't want to share it with anybody. No, but you're asking me, you're pushing me, I'm going to answer your question. Again, the question is, the Pasuk says, B'shiv and Nefesh Yodu Avisenu L'Mitzrayim, that when you went to Mitzrayim, they went with 70 people, but if you count them, it's really only 69. So how do you reconcile that? Ha'chi Omer Reb Chomer Reb Chanin Azur Yechevet. It's referring to Yechevet, She'erosa B'derech V'leidosa Ben HaChemois. She was conceived on the way to Mitzrayim, and she was born Ben HaChemois. Shenem, as the Pasuk says, Ashi Yodu Yisrael Levi B'Mitzrayim, Leidosa B'Mitzrayim, Ve'en Ha'erosa B'Mitzrayim. We spoke out some rain on this last week. Boy, Menei Reb Chelbim, Reb Shul Ben HaChemeini. Ksiv, the Pasuk says, Vahika She'yodu Rachel Es Yosef, that when Rachel gave birth to Yosef, right away the Pasuk says, that Yaakov says, I want to leave Lavan's house, I want to go back to my father's house. Ma'ishnoki Yisialu Yosef. It sounds almost like Yaakov waited for Yosef to be born, and when Yosef was born, that's when he decided that he's going to go back to his father's house. Amalei, he told him, "No, Yaakov Avinu shein zarei shel Esav nimsar, ela biyad zarei shel Yosef." Yaakov Avinu had Ruach HaKodesh, and he saw Ruach HaKodesh, that the only way he is able to defeat Esav is with zarei shel Yosef. Shenem, as the pasuk says, "Vahi beis Yaakov eish, ubeis Yosef lahava, ubeis Esav lekash." Yaakov is like a fire, Yosef is the flame, Esav is straw. So in order for the fire to consume the straw, it needs the flame. It needs Yosef, the Lahava. So after Yosef is born, he realizes that now I could defeat Esav. Now he's comfortable going back home. Esav, Yaakov, David, Me'aneshev, Vado Erev, L'machrosam. David fought against Amalek. Me'aneshev, Vado Erev. David wasn't from Shevet Yosef. David was from Shevet Yehuda. Amalek told him that Kariach Nevi, whoever taught you Nevi, I'm like Kariach Ksuvi, didn't teach you Ksuvi. The pasuk says, Belechto yel tziglag, naflu ola mi menashe, adnach v'yoy zavod v'di a'el, u'michoel v'yoy zavod v'elihu v'tzilsoi, Rashi alof mashal menashe. So you see that David had an army, and in his army there was from Shevet Menashe, and that's why he defeated Amalek. Because the only ones that could defeat Amalek is Yosef. Moshe Rabbi Yosef, Mehem min b'nei Shimon hochular Seira, Noshem Chamin Shemit. There were 500 warriors from Shevet Shimon that went to Har Seir. Who lived in Har Seir? Esav. Uflatya, Unaarya, Urefaya, Ve'uziel, b'nei Yishi b'roisham. Vayaku es she'iris ha'pletel Amalek, vayesh v'sham ad Hayoim Hazeh. So you see that this is Shevet Shimon that's fighting against Amalek. Amar Rabbi Bar Shela. So Rabbi Bar Shela answered, Yishi mi b'nei Menashe Asi. One of the people mentioned there is Yishi, and Yishi actually comes from the family of Menashe. The Chsiv, as the pasuk says, u'b'nei Menashe chefer v'yishi. So it's true, only Yosef is able to defeat Amalek. Yosef has a special koyach k'neged Amalek. Rashi brings this in the beginning of Parshas Vayeshev, and we'll see, maybe we'll pick this up tomorrow.